What's your first name?
Caden. Caden.
Caden.
Yeah.
I'm James. This is my wife, Sister Debbie. If they preach the truth, why wouldn't you want to tell who they are? If you're there enough to know that they preach the truth, why wouldn't you mention who they are? When you hide in the dark, let me ask a question. Jesus said in John 3, the light has come, men walk in light, but when men hide in the darkness, it's because they love their sin. Why would you keep that in the dark? Aren't we supposed to lift up the truth?
When I'm out doing certain things and certain people and everything, talking to certain people,
yeah.
I don't know. Are you recording? Do you put this anywhere? Or
yeah, it goes up on my website.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Is your yay yay and your nay nay? Do you want to proclaim the gospel of Jesus to me?
I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
You heard me preach, so.
Yes.
So share with me, what would you tell somebody? You're standing out here. What would you tell somebody? How do they find eternal life?
By repenting from their sins and turning to Christ.
Okay. What does repenting mean?
Turn away from your sin completely. Turn around.
So forsake it. So come out of it.
Direction.
Don't keep practicing it.
Yeah.
So you heard me preach Christ.
Yes.
His death, burial, and resurrection. Is that part of the gospel?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then what, when you place your faith and you repent, is that it? I'm done. I turn from my sin.
No.
I'm asking you the path to eternal life.
Yeah, you have to seek Christ. You have to pick up your cross daily. All
right.
Obey his commandments, I would say. Mm-hmm. And the Great Commission. Go out and share the gospel.
How can you do any of that? You're lacking a really important thing that you haven't said. I'll help you. Ready? That Jesus said you have to be before you can even see the kingdom of God.
Born again.
You didn't mention
that. Oh, yeah.
Well, okay. You didn't mention that.
Sorry.
Make sure you get your gospel
where
you proclaim it so that it shows a path. If I told you how to get to where I am and I gave you half the directions, would you get there?
No.
So if you don't tell somebody that they have to seek the new life and be born again, are they going to get there?
No.
They don't know. So by faith, repentance, you're born again. I agree. Now, what's the fruit that you're born again?
Your works.
Yeah. Your holiness, your obedience, and love, but also loving the truth, rebuking error in your life, in the body's life, and telling people the truth. And then, I don't know what you are, as far as your body you wouldn't share. Are you Calvinistic in that, do you believe you have to endure in a saving faith? Or do you just believe it once and you're getting in no matter what?
No, you have to. It's a life.
Can you fall away and lose it?
No.
Okay, so you are Calvinistic. You absolutely can. Because the Bible's full of warnings. Jesus, in fact, says if you don't forgive your brother, you won't be forgiven.
Yes, I believe that.
So it isn't that you can't lose it. Because if you don't forgive your brother, you won't enter in. Revelation says, 22, says that if you practice and love a lie, make a lie, you won't enter in. Okay?
Okay.
So it absolutely is true that you can fall away. Have you ever been married? It's a covenant. I'm married with my wife. It's a covenant. You know what happens when you're in a covenant? It's an agreement of two people.
One body, one flesh.
You know what we're in? We're in a covenant with God. We're not in a relationship. We're in a covenant. It's a blood covenant.
Yes.
Okay. So you have to stay in that covenant. A marriage can be destroyed. Your job, you can leave that covenant, right? And say, I'm not showing up no more. It's over. You can denounce your American citizenship. You become a traitor to America. You just lost all your rights, and they'll probably shoot you or hang you. They still do that, you know, for being a traitor.
Okay.
So these are all covenants. Nothing is set in stone until the day you die. You can fall away. You can turn away. And so that's the gospel. It's on that card. By faith in Christ's finished work. By repentance, which means, let me talk about repentance real quick. You got to come out of your flesh, that's your enemy. You got to come out of the culture, this is not of God. This is all fleshly.
That.
And you got to come out of all the false church systems. So if your church keeps, you heard me preach it, if your church keeps things like Easter and Good Friday. Easter is a pagan holiday ordained by the Roman Catholics, not God.
I don't do Easter, I do Halloween.
Good Friday. But if your church does and you're united to them, you're united to sin. You sing and pray with them, you're united to their sin. You have to come out from them. You have to rebuke them. Come out from them. I'm married. Can I lay with a harlot on the side?
No.
Why not? Well, I can still be with my wife, too.
It's adultery.
Get my point. Wait, yes. Is there spiritual adultery?
Absolutely.
Did God divorce Israel for spiritual adultery in Jeremiah 3?
So should I not go to any church?
No, what you should do is you should seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Align your life to the scriptures.
Well, I understand
okay,
that.
Hold on,
I do
but I'm going to answer that. I'm going to answer that. And then if you find no one else... If you find no one else in your area that wants to serve Christ in spirit and truth, you got to strive on your own. Let me ask a question.
That's what I do. I have my own little Bible study.
But who did Noah unite to? Who did Noah unite to? Nobody. just his family, his wife and his sons.
Okay.
No one else. So the answer is you got to repent. You got to come out of all that.
Okay.
Okay. And you got to walk in holiness, and then you got to strip your life down in love. You dress like a worldly man. You know the Bible actually teaches us that we're supposed to dress a certain way. Do you notice how my wife dresses?
So, like, what would be wrong?
Okay.
With this?
Well, you're wearing like skinny pants that kind of show off your form, and you got tattoos, which I understand you probably
so
got.
So what does it say that I can't
okay,
dress?
And you got a cross. You got a cross. Pants. You got all kinds of ear piercings, and you got a cross hanging. That's actually a pagan symbol. Jesus died on a stake. Look up the word cross in the Bible. Storos means stake. He didn't die on a cross. It made the shape of a cross, which with the wooden cross.
The point would be that he died.
But he died. But okay, the problem is we don't make an execution device, and we don't hang it as jewelry from it. The body is supposed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we don't ordain it. We don't show it off.
Thank
what
you.
We do. Ma'am?
Oh,
we
no,
love you.
I already got one.
Okay, test yourself, ma'am. Let us know if we can ever encourage you.
Yeah.
We don't show our bodies off. You notice how my wife dresses and covers her head.
Am I showing my body?
You got a nice loose shirt. Your shirt should be longer, and you got skinny pants on.
My shirt should be longer.
So the Bible says we're to wear a tunic like garment to cover up our privates. That's just one aspect. But you got jewelry on. You got ear piercings. That is what's the idea of ear piercings? It shows off. It says, "Look at me." It gives you an expression. I'm drawn right to it. I look at it. And I go, "You got ear piercings." We're not supposed to have anything that draws a presence on us. It's a holy temple, and I just want to share that with you. And I have teachings on all this on my teaching blog, on my website. So you got to come out of the culture, you got to come out of false religion, you got to come out of the everything that you think is okay and test it to the scriptures. Like again, you have tattoos and jewelry. The Bible says we're to be unadorned. And what I would do if I was a man of God and I got tattoos, I'd cover them up so that they don't stumble people and think like the worldly churchianity today thinks you can get tattoos. And they think you can live like the culture. And they think you can do anything. You can get ear piercings. And that's all okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And we don't work our way to heaven. But guess what? If you're a child of God, let me ask you a question. If you're a child of God and the Holy Spirit of truth lives in you, will your life reflect holiness and all truth or worldliness and carnality? And false ways. So these are false ways that you have to come out of. So maybe no one's ever taught you those things. I had to learn them, and I want to pass them on to people. But if you're not calling the world out of, you're not calling them out of the church systems, and you're not calling them out of the culture, and you're not calling them out of their pride and their vanity, do you know what was the first sin?
Pride.
From whom?
Satan.
Satan.
Yeah.
Look around you. Look at how people dress and act and live. It's pride. Almost every sin is rooted in pride, is it not? By the way, you said in my recording, you got a recorder on right there.
Well, I was just. But here's the
I just looked down and said, you got a body cam on. I am making an audio. I'm making
just
an audio.
I don't want to like start any trouble, like having people all of a sudden like emailing or calling my church.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question.
Now
I'm peaceful. Wouldn't you want me to call your pastor and tell him what he has
absolutely.
Wrong? Well, why don't you tell me what his name is and I'll email him and have discourse with him and ask him to come out of his sin? We're supposed to want to do that. You don't want people hiding their sin, do you?
No.
Okay. So why would you hide him? What's the name of it?
Here's my problem is a lot more complicated than
You don't even have to. They don't even have to know who told me. No one tell them who told them. Probably on the internet. Anybody can find it on the internet. So what's the name of it?
Yes, it's the Bridge Church.
The Bridge Church where?
In Englewood. In Venice, but it's
Bridge Church in Englewood.
In
okay.
Englewood.
What's the pastor's name?
Pastor Josh.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably a worldly man. That teaches what against a lot of what I'm saying, and they teach you God doesn't care how you dress, and He doesn't care how you live, and we're all a bunch of big sinners. And
see, right now I could say that you sound very prideful. Right?
Really? Because yes. I'm preaching the oracles of God.
No, not that. But
what's
just
prideful?
Just the way that you're doing it.
What's
the
prideful?
Way that you're saying it.
The Bible says we're to be bold.
Well, you're saying that right now. You're assuming that my pastor is.
I'm pretty confident. If I look up a place called the Bridge and I see you, and if you're the fruit of that place. I'm pretty confident what I'm going to find there.
I'm my own man, and I decide
whatever.
What I do.
So what I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll look up the Bridge, and I'll look it up, and I'm pretty confident that what I'm going to find is a compromised religious body. Do you know why? Ready? I've been doing this for a lot of years. I don't know of one place in America in a building that's doing it biblically. And if you say I'm wrong, show me it.
It's a business. Yeah.
It's a center. It's entertainment. I was just at a Baptist place, and you know what they called their building that they put up? They had a really nice little building. They put up a multi-million dollar building. You know what it's called?
What?
A worship center. A worship center. Let me ask you a question. Where were the only two true worship centers that God ever ordained?
Either the temple.
Mm-hmm.
There's one more. Or closed behind doors.
No, the tabernacle
that
Moses had. God doesn't care about these buildings. He don't dwell in these buildings. That's not a worship center. You don't worship God in a building. This is worship of God. This is worship of God. Yes. Holiness and obedience. And it's not prideful to preach God. I'm going to boast in Christ. What it is find out if my judgment is right. And I believe my judgment is that's a worldly church with a false gospel. And if I look it up, you'll have to admit he was right. And you know why I know that? Is because I travel the country and I do this and I don't take people's money and I've been doing it for years. That's all I see. Do you know how you fill buildings up? Not by preaching the truth. You fill them up by making people feel good. Itchy ears, Paul says. And coffees and cookie programs and good youth clubs and cool pastors. They're filling up buildings. You know what I want to make a little bit more crowded? Eternity. Eternity. That's what I want to make more crowded. So I would encourage you to test yourself to go deeper. If you really have the Spirit of God in you, I don't know if you're born again or not. If you really do, then you should be scouring the scriptures, and your life and your outsides and your ways and your associations and what you preach should match the Word of God and not match this culture. Amen?
Okay. Yeah. I agree with that.
Test yourself. So you got my email. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you more. I'd love to Bible study with you. And I'd like to help you go deep. And I can back up everything I say in the Word of God on my teaching blog. I got thousands of resources all for free. I don't take people's money, unlike the church systems. They all need money for salaries and buildings.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that stuff. I do what God's called me to do. Go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. And then, you know what the other part we're supposed to do? Or that we're called, we have to do because this world is so full of it. Expose false teaching. Yes. I talked to 10 people. One's Catholic, false. One's Muslim, false. One's a Baptist, false. One's Lutheran, false. You get my point. Yep. And if I don't help people out of their false ways, and you knew somebody driving over a bridge that was out and it was foggy, would you try to stop them?
Absolutely.
Would you maybe even flatten their car tires so they couldn't keep going? Just keep them off the bridge?
Anything to prevent them from harming themselves or doing it?
This is why I do what I do. That's why I do what I do. To glorify God, to defend the truth. So you've been gracious. You've listened. I love you. Let me know I can help you. And I will. You email me. If you email me, I'll go through, and I won't mention who gave me the name. I'll do a testing of that church to show you that you shouldn't be associated there. You're not going to grow in your holiness there. Don't be a fellowship idolater. Meaning you put fellowship above the truth and holiness and power of God. Okay, but you're kind of doing that. Because if you know they keep sin and you keep going there, that's a compromise.
I'm not saying that they keep sin.
They keep Christmas, Easter, and Good Friday, their sin.
Okay.
Are they worldly? Their sin. They practice the building center model, their sin. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to really test the Word of God.
I understand what you're saying.
All right, man. Love you.
All right.
God be praised.